are you doing?
Shut up, little man.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
Nobody asked you to say anything.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up!
Shut up, little man! I got a decent dinner ready!
Oh, good for you! And how was it?
Nothing happened with the dinner, because you crucified it. You ruined it.
I hope it was fucking good, because it's useless now, isn't it?
God damn you!
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Shut up, little man!
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I really don't want to hurt you now.
What the fuck is it with you?
Then shut your fucking mouth!
No! Don't shut me up!
I smell like a human being. You smell like a fucking dog. You are a dog.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done.
I took a bath today. You ain't took a bath in 3 days. You're a stinking fucking piece of shit.
Fucking ass.
Oh my God!
Gorgos! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark said it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why is that?
Hey guys, Tim Edson with you back one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. This right here, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host or ringleader of this freak show. My name is Tim Henson. Thank you so much again for joining me. A couple days ago on the show, we read a news story about some people on Craigslist looking to get into bestiality. And it was very easy for cops to track these people down. So I wondered, how many of these type of posts are out there? You know, this is an illegal activity. Typically, people don't, put that type of information out. Or they try to hide it with keywords. You know, like, if you want to party with drugs, you don't say, hey, I want to do some crystal meth and get fucked up. They say, no. Does anyone know where Tina's at, huh? Maybe ski down some slopes. I think that's like code for cocaine or heroin or something, you know, white powder. Whatever. But anyway, I'm surprised how many Craigslist ads I found from people wanting to fuck animals. Here's a couple. Perv for fun. This is in New York City. Looking for anyone with a big male dog or farm with ponies and horses to host me and my bottom guy. Here's another one. Seeking canine owner. Looking for a canine owner, preferably with a female dog. I want to try canine. No experience before, but I'm really curious and horny. I've got a big dog. Canine guy here. Man for man. 30. 30 wide, 6'2", tall, 170 pounds, clean guy. Looking for dog owners. Would love to take care of your male dog. It has to be male. I'm bi and open to couples, single guys or girls, to have some fun. Bend me over and let your dog hump me. It's pretty explicit right there. Canine buddies, 40, New York. Into playing with other horny dudes and into canine play. I don't have access to one, but if you do, I would like to hang out. 420 and popper friendly. Yeah, I'm guessing you'd have to be messed up on some drugs to go through with having sex with an animal. For some people, it's not a problem, I guess. So there you go. Craigslist. Bestiality is alive and well over there. Moving on, I've got some great audio to share with you. Here's a guy on XTube. This black gentleman just wants to fuck and nut.
You get broke off correct. If you come correct, if you coming wrong, bitch, you gotta go home. It's either play hard or go home. Or not.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. This is the start of his video. He's naked, stroking, and he's like yelling at
go
me.
Go home, and I don't fuck around. So if you get naked, you can get in, baby. Ready to suck some dick, swallow some motherfucking nut. I'm not fucking around with y'all. Y'all need to get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm trying to do it all, baby. Put my motherfucking face in it.
What? I mean, come on. You just want someone to suck your dick, right? That's all you're saying?
Whatever you want done, I'm going to give it to you. This is how we get down here in this city. This is home city. This is where I'm at. You better respect it. You know what I mean? I'm the nigga that you...
No one is not respecting it, all right? This is just a video of you stroking. Why are you yelling?
It's a little bit of that. I'm trying to do it all, baby. Put my motherfucking face. face in it. Whatever you want done, I'ma give it to you. This is how we get down here in this city. This is home city, this is where I'm at. You better respect it, you know what I mean? I'm the nigga that you think about when you in the shower fingering yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't play no games. I'm the gardener, the pool boy. I'm the planet helper. I'm here to help you. Your man can't do you right, call me, baby, I got you. It ain't even tripping. Call me, I got you. Ain't nothing but a couple words and a couple seconds.
Good. All right, ladies, if you're interested, you know what to do. Just don't fucking disrespect him. All right, so then he jerks off for you and ejaculates.
That's what y'all want?
What we pick up here.
Let me tear that motherfucker up, right? I need somebody coming here. Just come off my stomach. So you gotta be a nasty motherfucker.
That's sexy. Now, there's a message at the very end of the video here. I guess this is to their haters.
So to all the haters, fuck you and suck my dick.
Get your motherfucking mind right.
Fuck you and suck my dick. One more time. Fuck you and suck my dick. And to all our fans
out there,
every day, me. One gun, one bullet, one cell. Y'all wanna go night night, nigga?
Go night night,
go night night, nigga.
Y'all niggas know what it is. Don't play.
All right.
TMB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TMB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's crazy.
TMB.
A nigga, look at the nigga.
You racist pig.
TMB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Yeah, all right. Moving on now. I've got a new Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. Holy mother of shit. These girls are bad. It's Clarice and their shit single, Boys, Boys, Boys. When deaf people talk, they sound deaf.
I'm calling the phone.
Get loud. Don't get a strong sound. Sometimes you're nice, so be romantic, be cool as ice. Boys, 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 you make us laugh. Girls, 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 so much fun we can have. Boys, 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 they think they have a chance.
So
girls,
girls, no, no, no. Because it's like a music video, but she doesn't really know what to do. She's just sort of standing around, swaying. Tay in the wind! Tay in the wind!
BFFs will never make you a fool. You can always count on each other. You can always trust one another.
Hey, there's a girl who got a butthole tattoo and had it filmed. Moving right along. Switching gears a bit. I did see a picture of a tattoo that some girl got, and around her asshole, the words "Daddy's hole only" were tattooed, which is really super creepy. This one isn't quite as creepy, still pretty whorish though. She's getting a big star around her asshole, right? And then the hole is the middle of the star, I guess. Black hole, son. Okay. There she goes. I like the noise this whore makes. It's pretty much the same as if she's being fucked on film.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Don't say shit.
Is that Jim? Don't say shit.
Give me a
deal. There we go. It's amazing.
That's a very sensitive area, right? Well, there's only so many positions we can get your ass in that the guy can, you know, spread in tattoo in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the fuck?
She's next.
She's God. Like, oh, shit.
I'm looking at her pussy. You know, she's on all fours.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
And really, if you turn your head, she's got the greatest cunt because it does look like an Arby's roast beef sandwich with the bun. It's great. I'd like to like squirt some Velveeta in her pussy. You've got a beef and cheddar right there.
Oh my god.
Is it good or bad?
It's in the middle.
Really? In the middle? I don't think that's true.
I can't really get to the satisfaction part of this. Wait, what are we doing now?
The fucking needle in your ass. There's not even meth in that needle. Alright, let me fast forward. What are we at here?
He's putting an extra one for good luck.
Yeah. Maybe a 5 p.m. Jewish star.
Pasha!
I'm actually a Jewish star.
That would be funny if they fucked up.
That's alright.
It'll probably
stay. Okay, come on. Oh, I see it. The star is really coming together. It's not just an outline of a star. It's like the whole tattoo is a big, you know, blue star. All right. You get the idea, I guess. Also, I've got some more strange noises. Here's a woman vacuuming her pussy and ass and tits. You can hear the suction when the vacuum hits down on her lips. Right there. All right, I mean, this goes on for a long time. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but she's really... Oh, now it's in her ass. Funny if you just heard... It's sucking up turds. Moving on here. She's really got that fat on her pussy. I'm going to pull out an intestine or something. She's loving it, though. I love when it gets to the lips, the low hanging lips. I love it. All right, finally today I've got a story here from a local newscast. I think we talked about this on the show, where a teacher was yelling and making fun of a kid, berating him basically in front of his whole class, and he taped it. And the teacher got in trouble. Now, after watching this, I'm kind of on the side of the teacher because you know how I feel about children. They're assholes. And this kid sounds like, he sounds like Trump.
Complain about their teacher from time to time.
Yeah, that was a New Albany family's attitude when their child said his elementary school teacher was mean to him.
Mm.
But after months of hearing him complain about that, the child's mother and stepfather sent him to school with a hidden tape recorder. Wave 3's Mark Schneider joins us with what happened next.
All right, well, I'm going to fast forward to the part where we actually get to the hidden recording here.
Stepdad say the teacher's response wasn't discipline. It was downright cruelty. Listen.
10 people were killed in Manhattan, tormented and tortured for 149 days. I'm done.
So it sounds like the kid's an asshole. The kid's tormenting other children, right? Just you know, probably beating them up, yelling at them. Stealing.
The whole thing. I'm done.
Then Ms. Woodward addressed her class.
So far, I don't see anything wrong.
He has made every wrong choice possible.
The problem today, and I don't know if you guys will agree with me or not, but I'm right and you're wrong if you don't, is that parents of today don't want to hear anything negative about their precious fucking snowflakes. Their kids can do no wrong. You know, when I was growing up, my parents' first question about this would be, well, what did you do to the other children? Why is your teacher talking to you like this? The first question these parents had was, how could the teacher be so mean?
Because your parents make right choices. You just chose not to. So you guys think that's something you want to be with?
I don't think this is a problem. The teacher is basically saying, look, this is a troublemaker child. He's made every wrong choice. He's mean to other kids. Let me ask you, class, is this someone you should associate yourself with? If you hang around this kid, you're probably going to get sucked into his little stupid world and get in trouble, too.
See, your friends don't even want to be with you.
That's kind of mean. Your friends don't even want to be with you.
Gabriel's mother can't believe a teacher said these things to her son.
When you treat a child like they're bad, they're going to be bad.
Gabriel's mother, who also...
I think the teacher started treating the kid like he was bad after he's been bad.
Who attended this school when she was growing up?
It's a chicken or the egg situation. Not really.
Says she took her son out of it the day after she heard that recording on April 15th, and he hasn't been back.
I guess the teacher got suspended after that, but I don't know. I don't necessarily think it's as bad as these parents say it is. The kid kind of looks like an ass. I saw a picture of him on the video. He's you know, scowling most of the time. Got a slingshot in his pocket. I don't know. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. To those of you who have signed up for the sideshow, from the bottom of my cold, blackened heart, let me just say thank you. You are the reason this stupidity continues. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now. I promise not to blow all of your money on anus tattoos, although that's probably something you guys would appreciate. Yes, $5 a month or $50 a year, that's like getting 2 months free. Sign up right now before the price increase sometime, probably next month. Again, full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Yesterday was an exclusive program. Tuesday's show was an extended one. Grab all of this bonus content right now. Sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, don't forget coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, at adamandeve.com if you're, you know, buying dildos and shit. All right, 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, free shipping, plus, you know, half off just about any item. That's an amazing deal over there at Adam and Eve. Coupon code FREAK. All right, there's a link on the show notes today. 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Daytona. Oh, you know what that means. We've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, Daytona Beach Police this morning announced a 16-month investigation into prostitution and drug dealing at a strip club as part of Operation Chum Bucket. Okay. Police served a search warrant Wednesday night at the Shark Lounge strip club, where police say undercover officers made more than 20 drug buys involving marijuana, pills, and cocaine. It hasn't been cleaned in over 1,000 years. Really? Said Daytona Beach Police Chief Mike Chitwood. If I was a roach, I wouldn't live inside. It's skanky. It's filthy. He's talking about the prostitutes, I think. Two dancers were arrested Wednesday on charges of prostitution after police say they solicited undercover officers. It's a whorehouse, Chitwood added. Several other people inside the club were arrested on charges related to drug sales, prostitution, lewd, and lascivious conduct. Police said the people arrested were Nicholas Montega, Crystal Matthews, Lincoln Summerland, blah, 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 blah. You think some guys are attracted to, like, filthy strip clubs? Like, they're cleaner. I don't think any strip club is spotless, but there's at least a little snail trail on the stripper pole. I think some guys who are in, like, might be into just a really filthy, disgusting, seedy, stinky setting. The same guys that, like, really talk dirty to their women, like, you're a filthy, stinky whore. I bet you your pussy reeks. I want my face in that stinky cunt of your, you know, like that type of, I think they're into that. If you're into stinky pussy or seedy strip clubs, email me or voicemail in. Would love to hear from you. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Winder, Georgia. A 28-year-old Winder man called 911 on February 17th to say he was invisible. How is this a problem? This is fantastic. Paramedics with Barrow County Emergency Services and a deputy with the Barrow County Sheriff's Office responded to a Chauncey Circle residence following the 911 call. Let me guess, drugs and or alcohol was involved. According to an incident report, when the deputy arrived at the location, he was advised by first responders that the caller did not need medical assistance, and this was the fourth or fifth time paramedics had been to the residence in the past couple weeks. But they couldn't find anybody. It was weird. No one was there. Guy was invisible. The deputy was told the caller wanted a ride to the hospital so he could get more medication because he'd taken all the medication he'd received the night before. Okay, that medication keeps him visible to the naked eye. According to the incident report, the caller was told he needed to dry up on the medication and that he should not call 911 unless there was an emergency. Being invisible, I think, would constitute an emergency. If he did call 911 again and did not need help, he would be arrested. According to Barrow County Detention Center records, the caller has prior arrest for criminal trespass and failure to appear. So there you are. And final story we have for you today. This one comes from the Twin Cities. I'm not sure which one. St. Paul. We'll say St. Paul. The Apple Valley man. Okay, Apple Valley, sure. The Apple Valley man who allegedly drove a Zamboni while drunk in January, okay, had a blood alcohol concentration of 0.32, according to charges filed this week. Joel K. Bruss, 34, faces four charges, three gross misdemeanors, and one misdemeanor. Why not just say four misdemeanors? Oh, I guess it's not a gross misdemeanor. Whatever, it's still a misdemeanor. Three gross misdemeanors and one misdemeanor of driving while impaired in the January 30th. Do you need a fucking license to drive a Zamboni? If not, then you shouldn't get a DWI. That's like riding a bicycle while drunk. You should be allowed to do that. Who the fuck cares, right? All right, I don't know. I don't know Zamboni protocol. When police arrived at Hayes Arena, Bruss had gotten the Zamboni stuck half on and half off the ice. I don't even think he should have been driving the Zamboni. I don't think that's his job. Bruss eventually got the machine free, and when police confronted him, he admitted to drinking at his home before coming to work at the arena. Oh, I guess he should be there. Bruss told police he had driven to work in his personal vehicle. Bruss's speech was slurred and hard to understand, and he had a hard time keeping his balance. He was arrested and submitted to a urine test, which later revealed the 0.32 concentration. The legal limit, by the way, in Minnesota is 0.08. Witnesses at the arena told police that before they arrived, Bruss had been stumbling around and missed some spots on the ice the first time he attempted to resurface it. When he tried a second time, witnesses had to tell him to turn on the water. According to the complaint, one witness said Bruss drove the Zamboni into the boards of the rink so hard that the machine bounced back about 6 feet. At the time, Apple Valley Parks and Recreation Director Randy Johnson said there was no damage to the arena. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News. You don't hear that every day, right? A drunken Zamboni driver. Only on Distorted View. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose calling. Just calling in about this whole Michelle Duggar video thing. Man, you should get all your thoughts together and write yourself up a little, you know, video response to all these comments on your video. And, like, you know, you say,
I don't really have to make a response because the videos are pretty much like, you're a monster, your parents don't love you, you should be killed. And I think I made myself pretty clear as to why I was making the video in the first video. Nothing has changed. I stand by everything I said.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose calling. Just calling in about this whole Michelle Duggar video.
Really?
Okay, hey, sorry Timothy about that. Cockdoblin Henson. This is Slap Choppy, the cunt turd, a.k.a. Jesus.
Yes.
And this is regarding the guy who was calling in probably by now a week and a half ago or so. Complaining about how he could access the Sideshow on one computer, but he couldn't on the other and was blaming you for it. That's a web browser issue. I had that before, like, similar to that person.
Clear your cache, right?
Computers. I can access it from one, but couldn't access it from the other. And I realized that, for me, Internet Explorer was being ridiculous. And I switched to Firefox or whatever, so...
Well, what worked for him is he, you know, I think I told him to clear his cache and all that sort of bullshit and try again, and it worked for him. So, you know, problem solved.
Hey, Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland. Hey, it seems like you got some callers calling in talking about the first time they were listening to your show. I just wanted to do the same thing. It was, I want to say, late February 2006, and it was a fantastic Tuesday in which you were doing a story on Sonic the Hedgehog. And here's two things that you could tell that you're much better now than you were in 2006. One, you didn't know who Tails was. I remember that.
I didn't know who Tails was?
I'm sure you do now. And two, you didn't know what yipping was. Go back and check that out.
Oh, wow.
You, if I remember correctly, you were asking people what yipping meant. All right, well, that's my two cents.
That was before we really got into the whole furry scene, I guess, on DV.
Tim, this is Rob from Cleveland.
Oh, God
hey,
damn it.
Seems like
sorry.
You got,
fucking up today.
Hey, Timmy, it's Hinckley from New Hampshire.
Hello,
yet again.
Hinckley.
I was calling because I'm still in the archives, and, you know, it's just so funny listening to your 2005 shows because it makes you realize how much, like, YouTube and derivatives of YouTube, like X-Hamster or X-Tube or all those other porn sites especially, changed the show. Because I'm listening, and you're like, oh, and Joey sent me a video file of this porn. It's like, now you're just like, oh, I was on an X-Tube.
Yeah. It's all streaming and shit like that.
Guy sticking a fucking horse.
It was really hard. You know, back in, you know, when I was doing the show on the telephone service, telling me, and even before that, it was super hard to come up with, you know, a material. You know, you really had to do a bunch of research, and to get, you know, audio on the computer was a pain in the ass, or, you know, like video capture and all this other crap. So we've really come quite a ways.
Cocking his ass or something, you know, shit like that. It's crazy how technology works. It's also kind of funny to hear how technology's changed since you started the show.
Yeah,
you know, you're
I mean, if you think about it, like 2004, that's way before like the iPhone and all that other shit.
What about some MySpace? You're not even Facebook isn't
Blu-ray.
Even on the radar yet.
Yeah, MySpace was was at its the height of its popularity.
It's just very
2004, 2005.
It's like a time capsule of technology.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all.
That's very true. That's very accurate.
Hey, Tim, it's Chickadee. I just wanted to tell you about a license plate I just saw. It was B Black. The letter B, space, B-L-A...
Why would anyone want a B Black?
A-Q-U-E.
Oh, Black, the way
black.
I say it.
That's it. Bye.
Yeah, might be a distorted view listener.
Hey, loose, spiral hand fucker. Hey, man, the other night I was with my buddy and we're talking all this shit about white people, calling them cracker lips and cracker face.
But aren't you white?
And my wife finally had to interrupt. She said, you dumb motherfucker. Don't you know what cracker means, dummy? The term cracker comes from when you crack the whip on the slaves, not from, like, saltines or something.
Oh, really? I never knew that. So when black people call us crackers, that's almost something against them, you know what I mean? Like... We're beating you, the cracker. We're cracking the whip on your black ass.
Tim, I finally found out why Prego named their company that. It's because the sauce, it's made out of aborted fetuses.
Oh, good theory. Stick with that. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66, oh God, it's no God.
Fuck you, it's so my D.
Spread the distortion, very important. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Rate us and review us on iTunes. Don't forget to sign up for distortedview.com. That's free. Anyone can sign up. You become a member. You can meet up with other freaks, friend them, share videos, audio, links, all sorts of good stuff. It's all up on distortedview.com right now. Don't forget also sign up for the Sideshow if you're not yet members. Use coupon code AdamandEve. I'm sorry, coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com. And we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye!
Ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping, ball tapping.